As we continue in worship, we are reading from the Gospel of Mark, the 12th chapter, verses 28 through 34. The words will also be found on the screen. It says, one of the scribes came near and heard them disputing with one another, and seeing that he answered them well, he asked him, talking about Jesus, asking him as Jesus, which commandment is the first of all? Jesus answered, the first is, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. The second is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. Then the scribe said to him, you are right. Teacher, you have truly said that he is one, and besides him, there is no other. And to love him with all your heart and with all your all the understanding and with all the strength, and to love one's neighbor as yourself, this is much more important than all whole burnt offerings and sacrifices. When Jesus saw that he had answered wisely, he said to him, you are not far from the kingdom of God. After that, no one dared to ask him a question. This is the word of the Lord for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen. Let us pray. God, we love you and thank you for this time together. We give you praise as we enter into this space and join with others who we seek to worship you and to love you and to love one another. And so God, I ask that you speak through me and in spite of me this day that your word might be proclaimed and we might hear what you would have to say to us today. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, we began this series last week talking about the why and the how of the new vision statement of the United Methodist Church, love boldly, serve joyfully, lead courageously. Today, we begin talking about those things, loving boldly, serving joyfully, leading courageously. As we live out our call as disciples of Jesus Christ, we start with the opening pillar, love boldly. Loving boldly means embracing all people, regardless of race and gender and age or walk of life. Loving boldly means denouncing anything and everything that does not bring hope and goodness and well-being to the lives of others, including violence, abuse, and oppression in all forms. As we read through the Gospel of Mark, there are over a dozen occasions when the scribes or teachers of the law oppose Jesus. They mock him, dispute him, conspire against him. In today's scripture, we find Jesus engaged in a discussion with other religious leaders. And one of the scribes approaches Jesus with a question, seeking to test him. Being well-versed in the Jewish law, he asked Jesus, which commandment is the most important? It was probably intended as a trick question, being that there were 613 commandments that they had come up with, and picking one out of 613 would leave Jesus open to a barrage of criticism from one who maybe favored one of the other commandments greater than the one Jesus picked. And so Jesus answered by quoting the Shema, as found in the Hebrew Torah, Deuteronomy 6, 4 through 6. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. The second is this, love your neighbor as yourself. There is no greater commandment than these. The Jewish people understood this. Every good Jew had always been to love God with all their heart, with the center of their passion and trust. And Jesus was saying that we need to do that, to love God with the entirety of who we are, and through this commandment, be called to live as a better person than we would ever be on our own. By dedicating time for prayer, by studying the Word, by actively seeking Christ in all aspects of our life, creating a world where love and compassion are at the forefront of our interactions with one another. Jesus was offering the people something quite powerful. And the relevance of these commandments that Jesus puts forth of loving God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and loving your neighbor as yourself transcends historical and cultural boundaries, making them universally That word. Meaning they are as relevant then as they are now. Meaning they're as important there as they are here. He's taken all the lessons from God and all the commandments and put them into these essential summary statements that should become the priority of our lives as followers of Jesus. We live in a challenging time, a time in our world and in which we see so much aggression, hate, hurt, and devastation. We pray this morning for our country and the president in response to the political violence that we saw again last night. We continue to see polarization from people who think differently than one another. I acknowledge that so many issues are not just black and white, and there are many factors involved. But even so, I think how we respond makes a huge difference in how we move forward. Regardless whether we agree or not, our call to love boldly and in turn love our neighbors remains our first and primary response. We begin with love and allow every response of ours and every word to flow from that love of Christ. You see, these red letters of Jesus are transformational to households, to communities, to nations, to the world. Love, boldly. Not to a party or a nation, but to the kingdom of God, made up of people who are red and blue, black, brown, and white, poor and rich, gay and straight, married and single, people who stretch across the world. These are our neighbors. These are the people who Jesus speaks of in our commandment to love our neighbors as ourselves. Few things can help us love our neighbor as ourselves than the love found through the transformation of Jesus by forgiving and by empowering those around us. Nothing reveals what keeps us from fully loving God and growing into the likeness of God than growing in our attempt to love our neighbor. Love is known action, is a known in action. It's described as a verb and a practice, not just a feeling. We saw this most fully lived out through God's action of sending Jesus Christ into the world and through Christ's action of laying down his life for us. And in this post-resurrection world, we're called to be incarnations and channels in which Christ is made manifest through us. Teresa of Avila declared, "Christ has no body on earth but ours." Unless we're willing to make our faith in the way of Jesus real through living out the sacrificial love of Jesus, then how do we know if the gospel is transformed through us? If we're not willing to speak the truth about how hard this life is as a Christ follower in the midst of a world full of oppression and poverty and violence, then how can we make a lasting difference and change in our lives and the lives of others? Barbara Brown Taylor says, "The hardest spiritual work in the world is to love the neighbor as the self, to encounter another human being not as someone to use or change or fix, but simply as someone who can spring you from the prison of yourself if you allow it." Throughout this series of Love Boldly, Serve Joyfully, Lead Courageously, the United Methodist Church put together a number of videos of people who are working to love boldly, people who are in other parts of the world who are welcoming people who are doing ministry. And so one of the stories is a guy named Rarish, whose ministry is shaping the lives of refugees who have fled war-torn Ukraine. Refugees who have fled war. And so I want to show this video real quick of Rarish and the impact he's making.
In 2022, we didn't expect what will come because we are in Romania, a few hours from the Ukraine country. So when the war started, we were just having our community center ready, thinking that we will serve the people. And this is what we did. Because in February, when the war started, more than 250 Ukrainians came in our community center to find a safe place. I still remember the time when Oksana, a woman from Mariupol, came with Diana, her daughter, fleeing from that place and coming to our community center because some of their friends were already here with us. And they say, come here because we find Christians, we find good people that take care of us. I'm Rarish Kaluger. I'm the superintendent of the United Methodist Church. And our heart is so much to serve the community around us. That's why we build community centers in Romania, and having this in mind, what Wesley have in mind, you know, to be where the people are. So this is one of the reasons that we want to be where the people are and serve the community. So in these places where we are, we build safe places where people can come and have support groups and journey with us, because we are also in an Orthodox environment where people know about God, but they need to journey with God. So when I started the movement in 2011 in Romania, I didn't know that I would end up in a Wesleyan place. So I went and I studied in the seminary, and that experience was great for me because that experience added something to already what I did in a way that served the community. So we continue to do this in the same way, and in all this year, having the Ukrainian refugees around us give us so much to think about, that what God really wants to do through us in these people, that sometimes they are desperate and they don't have where to go. And thinking about Oksana and her daughter and the experience that they have, because her husband being captain and being on the sea, he was desperate, thinking where is how my wife and how my daughter it is. But now they are reunited, they have a home, they have a place, and they are so much appreciated the time when they were be with us, and they also in this time they found God. So all these things help us and empower us to believe that God is at work in our connectional globally, and that's why we believe that with your support we can empower more people to do more things for the Lord, preparing them for ministry. God bless you.
Friends, loving boldly is not a principle in which we believe. It's not an aspiration in which we hope to attain. It's the foundation that sets the course of our daily words and actions. It reminds us to treat all individuals with respect. This has happened to me. See, it wasn't just you, Emily. It treats all individuals with respect, empathy, and understanding. It's not even hitting my cheek. Hold on. Okay. Regardless of the differences, man, this is like the big part of my sermon, too. Y'all listen up through the static, please. All right. Jesus summed up the greatest thing we ought to do as his children, as his followers, as his disciples, is to love God and love neighbors. And when we live by this commandment first and foremost, we pass from death to life and we find life that is truly life. We find more fulfillment, more happiness, more connection to the one who created us to be in partnership with God's self that fills our heart with joy and hope. God calls us to be different and live differently, to be people who intentionally builds tables of inclusion and form circles of unity because we have experienced God's unconditional love and grace for each one of us. Love boldly is not something we do when it's convenient or easy or a sensation experienced during a religious practice with the community, but it's our primary commitment in life. It's the most crucial thing on our to-do list. It demands our full heart, soul, mind, and strength. So as you make your checklist, I have a checklist. I think I've mentioned it before. I'm a list person, and I like to make lists and check things off. As we make our list and primary tasks throughout each day, no matter what the day brings and what's behind it, may our first task be to love boldly. No matter how hectic our schedule gets, to love boldly. And friends, this is something that's not just something we do one day, but it's a work of a lifetime. And so as we look at the vision statement and the pillars, love boldly, first, as it is the first commandment and only commandment of Jesus. Let us pray. God, we love you and thank you for this time together. We thank you for your spirit. We thank you for your word for us. We thank you for your commandment to love. As we go throughout our days, may we seek to do just that in response to your great love for us. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.